Our creative friends. Grandmothers. Grandmothers are like comforters who comfort you when things go wrong. They hold you close to their hearts and sing a little song. Whenever you fret over a problem to solve, they are always there to help you make it dissolve. They sit there when you're crying and wipe away your tears. They tell you little secrets for no one else to hear. So when you're feeling sad or when you're feeling blue, know that someone is there like them, and know that they really love you. Cassandra Guidry, age 11, Plano, Texas. Little Seeds. Little seeds we plant in spring, growing while the robin sings. Give us carrots, peas, and beans, tomatoes, pumpkins, squash, and greens. Then we pick them one and all through the summer and the fall. Winter comes and spring, and then little seeds we grow again. Jessica Chadwell, age 12, St. George, Utah. My future. My future means a lot to me. It is the time that soon will be. A seed is planted, time goes by. A tree is heading toward the sky. Sarah McGreevy, age 10, La Hombra, California. The building I love. When I look at the temple, I feel so spiritual. Every time I look at it, it fills me up with gladness. When I can't go see it, I get filled with sadness. Those are my feelings about the building I love. John Bodley, age 12, Federal Way, Washington. The most important thing. What's the most important thing? Depends on who you ask. A doctor might explain, we need air or we won't last. A scientist would tell us that the sun keeps us alive. A judge may rule without the law, no one would survive. An artist would proclaim that it's creativity, while a four-year-old would say, the most important thing is me. To a singer, it's the singing. To a baker, it's the dough. To a runner, it's the running. To a skier, it's the snow. But if you were to ask me, I'd say that they're all wrong. The most important thing to me? That's easy. It's my mom. Kira Marie Bell, age 10, Kaysville, Utah. Shining Star. A star was twinkling in her eye as though it was in the midnight sky, shining brightly above the others. She is by far the best, beyond all mothers. She is my friend, my mom, my kin. She's the one I confide in. The shining star, the brightest star. Mother, that is what you are. Billy Key Howard, age 12, Cordova, Alaska. What things do? Yo-yos go round. Balls go up and down. Trees rock from side to side and touch the ground. Bees fly high in the sky to find their hive. Everything has its own special way to play. Jerem Holloway, age 9, Enterprise, Utah. Other friends who have contributed to our creative friends. Tyler Deaver, age 9, Las Vegas, Nevada. Ara Sakima, age 8, Rockford, Minnesota. Jared Hanna, age 7, Kennewick, Washington. Sarah Deeks, age 11, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Brian Gashler, age 11, Fairlawn, Ohio. Caitlin Carver, age 6, Gulf Breeze, Florida. Benjamin Riggs, age 8, Elko, Nevada. Molly Nelson, age 10, Vancouver, Washington. Bronte Thomas, age 7, Idaho Falls, Idaho. Kelsey Finney, age 5, Ashburn, Virginia. Jordan Niemeyer, age 8, South Jordan, Utah. Kirsten Cannon, age 7, San Juan, Puerto Rico. Kyle Cox, age 8, Anaheim, California. Lexa Porter, age 6, Mesa, Arizona. Jameson Shaw, age 11, Eagle, Idaho. Kylie McCubin, age 7, Charlestown, West Virginia. John Thomas, age 6, Suffolk, England. April Bosley, age 9, Bailey, North Carolina. Andrew Stanger, age 10, Monroe, Washington. Bronte Hopkins, age 8, Camarillo, California. Note: please send submissions to Our Creative Friends. Friend, 24th floor, 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-3220. Drawings sent should be done with dark pens or markers on plain paper. If an adult helps with a child's submission, credit should also be given to him or her. For scheduling reasons, submissions selected may not appear in the magazine for at least 10 months. Ages shown are those at the time of submission. Children whose writings and drawings are submitted should be at least 3 years old. Due to the number of submissions received, they cannot all be published, nor can they be returned. End of note. End of Our Creative Friends.